Hallelujah. We want you, Jesus. Lord, come here, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Let's sing together from our hymn book number 37, I believe it is. Number 37.
I have found the peace.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For mercy so great. What return can I make?
Even dishes, even pots, or even making beds or housekeeping, whatever it may be. As we serve Him, because we love Him, He can do miracles. He can really come to you. I'm not just saying that He can help you, give you enough strength to get every dirty dish clean or every dirty pot clean, but He can come to you in more ways than just that. As you serve Him, in whatever capacity it might be. Some of you were here over the weekend, and you remember the testimony that Brother Isaac gave, or the admonition he gave us on the beach. And then the next day or 2 days later, we talked about how we want to serve Him, and the Holy Spirit has been given so that we might serve Him. And as we serve Him, He comes to us and fills us with His Spirit so that we might serve Him the way He wants us to. It's kind of like a cycle. And Brother Isaac thought and just wondered out there on the beach, but he wondered out loud so we all could hear him, just wondered if maybe the Lord fills us with His Spirit as we have an attitude of serving Him so that we can serve Him. That's why we need His Spirit. And if we don't feel like serving Him, maybe He just won't fill us as we ought to be filled. And so I got an email from him. I think it's an email, not a text message. I don't know what it was, but he sent me something, and it was on the way home in the car when he left and went back to the city. He said, I heard this testimony, and he sent it to me, and I have it. I still have it. And it was a testimony of a young man who was serving the Lord at a camp, of all places. It wasn't Pilgrim Camp, but it was at a camp. And he was serving the Lord, and he said, this was the way his testimony went. I had always prayed for the Lord to fill me with the Holy Spirit. I always wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but it just didn't seem as if the Lord was hearing my prayer, or at least He wasn't coming to me the way that I thought I needed Him to come to me so that I can say then I was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's a problem sometimes. We have an idea of what the Lord has to do and how He has to come to us. And He's really working in us by His Spirit. We don't even recognize it sometimes because it hasn't met our expectation. Just leave the expectation to Him and open your heart and let Him fill you the way He sees you need to be filled. And He'll take care of how, where, why, what you feel, what you don't feel, what you do, what you don't do. And this man went up to that camp, and he says... I guess I should really get it out and just read it to you, but I think I know it pretty well. He said he was serving the Lord as a counselor and just working with the boys. And he said he was praying one time for the boys. He really wanted the boys to meet the Lord, and he was asking the Lord to meet the boys. And he said, unexpectedly, the Lord came to him. As he was praying for the boys, God came to him and met him in a wonderful way where he just really couldn't contain himself. He was just overwhelmed with the love of God, with the glory of God. I don't know if he used that term, with the joy of the Lord. It just welled up within him. And for a long time afterwards, he was just lost in the presence of God. And then he reiterated again, I wasn't even asking the Lord that night to do anything for me. I was just serving Him. Serving these boys, praying that God would meet the boys, and the Lord came and met me. And the Lord can do that. I've heard it said to me this afternoon. I don't even know who said it to me. But they came to me, somebody that speaks English. You all speak English, by the way. Whether you know it or not, you do. Because I've talked to every one of you, and you spoke back to me in English. Well, this man reported to me. He said, you know, there were three on the grounds here that the Lord healed their bodies since they've been here at camp. And I didn't know that. And he said, all of them, they're hesitant to say anything because they don't speak English. I said, that's not true. They all speak English. I understand what he meant, and I understand what maybe some of you feel. Maybe you don't express yourself in English as you can in Chinese or whatever language it might be. But we're thankful for what the Lord does. Just doing stuff on the ground. Just here. Just being in his presence where there's fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. In the meetings, out of the meetings. In the kitchen, out of the kitchen. Walking on the grounds, not walking. Wherever we are. Always an expectation. God, why not now? The river's going to flow, as we heard. The river is going to flow. And who knows when or where it might flow in your soul and in your heart and through you then to others. And what a wonderful way I believe the Lord has arranged for us that we can love him and we can serve him with all that we have, with joyfully. And that's a hard thing sometimes because sometimes the joy is missing, but serve the Lord with gladness. Gladness. And we can, and at first it might be rather mundane or rote, and you might not find much gladness in it. And as Peter said, maybe on the outside you're showing, yeah, okay, and the inside saying, why in the world did you do that? And there wasn't such a glad spirit or heart, but you know, he takes the sadness and he takes the mundane and he fills the heart with joy. Because as Mariana reminded us the other night, there is joy in serving Jesus. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that his joy wells up in our hearts. And so, not only in the kitchen, but in here. Not only in here, but there. Or wherever we find ourselves. I'll love him. I'll serve him with all that I have. And then I'm expecting that as I'm loving him and serving him, he's meeting me and coming to me in body, in soul, in spirit. The Lord has done miracles, and I don't think I use that term lightly and just like to think the best and put a positive slant on everything. But I believe the Lord has wrought miracles in the lives of some of the boys that have been here at camp and is still wanting to do more. I believe the Lord has wrought miracles in some of our lives. And I believe he still would like to do more. And so why don't we just give ourselves more and more to loving him and to serving him. And opening up our hearts to him and letting him have his way with us. Let him have his way with you. Let him minister to you tonight in this meeting. Number 35 in the White Book is that beautiful song. Because of his mercy, because of what he has done for us, what else could we do but render our love and our service back to him with all that we have as long as our life shall endure? Number 35. Shall we stand as we sing?
Follow me on into shades of the night. mercies are constant and sure. I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure. His angels of mercy encompass me, wheresoever my pathway may lead. Each turn of the rock some new token reveals. Oh, for me life is blessed indeed. For mercy so great, what return so constant and sure. I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure.
Shall we take our seats as we sing the last? His goodness and mercy.
Yes, Lord, by your grace, Lord, we will. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, by your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, dear Lord, that we can love you. Hallelujah. 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 We love you.
Dwell on mountaintop or in the desert.
here, dear Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, you're with us. You're with us, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, it's heaven. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.